Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been hearing throughout the past few months that, you know, you could get COVID from another urinal. Remember we talked about how you need to, like, you know, not pee next to somebody else, even though there is a code. There's a dude code when you guys go up to the urinal where you go to, like, every other. I don't know, ladies, if you know this, but just instinctively, dudes know where to go when they pee because they just understand the, you know, the math and the spray and all the physics and metrics involved with projectile urination, where even if they're peeing outside going camping or whatever, they know the healthy radius, right? Or if not, there's certain movements they could do to aim. I'm so jealous of guys. I would love to pee standing up. You know, they always talk about penis envy. Women don't, it's not envy. It's just raging jealousy. You know, that we can't, you know, we have to sit and squat, and I got bad knees, and sometimes, you know, I have an SI joint that goes out, and then I can't get up from the toilet seat, and then I always need toilet paper. That's the worst part. The worst part about being, you know, having a vagina is you need toilet paper. I hate that. I oh my gosh, where was I? I was just at a place, and, oh yeah, I was on a boat. I was on a boat, and it was with a whole bunch of, it was with my kids and their friends and the dads, and I was the only girl, and there was a potty on the boat, but there was no toilet paper. Because apparently, usually just dudes are on the boat, and they could usually pee without toilet paper, and I had to find, like, a coffee filter to use. I just couldn't not use toilet paper. It's a thing with me, and maybe, I don't know. And so, if I ever, you know, had an issue with, you know, my gender, it was, I really, really wanted to stand to pee. I just do, and then you're done, and you just get to put your pants on and go. It's so liberating. So don't even call it envy. It is a infuriating, passionate rage that I can't be like anybody else. All right. Anyway, so there's a code. So we had talked about last week how coronavirus can spread among urinals. Well, now there's a study saying that coronavirus can actually travel through the toilet pipes, and it could even be good pipes. So apparently what happened is, in this one study, there was an apartment on the 16th floor that was vacant, and they tested COVID within those pipes. I think this was published in the Journal of Environmental International, and they saw, like, about 9 floors away, they found the COVID in the pipes of that apartment. Now, it makes sense because COVID likes a wet environment. They need the droplet transmission. But when we flush the toilet, there is an aerosol. You know, we keep bringing up 6 feet social distancing, 6 feet social distancing. Okay, I've grown up in places where the bathroom is barely 2 or 3 feet. And so you flush a toilet, and I mean, you know, and you like will, like, open the door sometimes. See, I've seen the electron microscopy where you see the spray from the toilet. So I flush and run. I look, make sure there's no blood, make sure, you know, I use proper toilet paper, make sure there's nothing, you know, left on the seat, everything is all clean, and then I wash my hands, and then I get ready to flush, and then I just bolt. So if I open the door, it's Now the spray is going, whatever. It's a microscopic spray. You probably don't see it. But if I ever had COVID and I peed it out, and COVID has been found in excrement, pee and poop, I could be getting the whole house infected. Now, my guess is, if you are a family member and you get COVID from somebody's toilet flush, you've got worse problems. I mean, my guess is you've already been exposed because that person, I mean, if you're anywhere near around them running out of a toilet, then there's a good chance you've already been within 6 feet and you already got their respiratory. So I wouldn't panic, but it kind of signifies that this is a resilient sucker. This really is. I mean, being among what's in the drain, and there's a lot, you know, and diluted, and so, you know, apparently this was pretty significant. So, you know, the fact that this was a 15th floor restroom, and they were able to find it on a 25th and 27th floor, and I don't really get plumbing, you know, again, just like airplanes, I really don't know how this airplane car is going to not fall down from the ground. Fall to the ground. I don't get that. Just like with pipes, I get there's water pressure and all that, but going up 10 stories, that's kind of a lot of pressure, but it happens. But, you know, sewage pipes can unfortunately transmit it. So interesting study. Just be careful where you poop, I guess. Okay. And just tell people to have distance. Now, states took the CDC guidelines, which, by the way, the CDC is backtracking. When the CDC had said on Monday, just kind of posted it, just really, really delicately, they're like, okay, you know what? We don't have to all get a test if you're asymptomatic. Oh, people lost their mind. And a lot of states are like, no, if you were exposed to COVID, you get a test. So I've been interviewed on this, and I'm a little bit back and forth, you know, when it comes to COVID and testing and asymptomatic people. But the big problem I've been seeing, and I'm just being honest with you guys as a doctor, is somebody at work has COVID, and they go to get a test, and the other coworkers are standing there remaining going, well, should we go and get a test too? And the employer goes, sure, take off and go get a test. They all get a test, and they're negative because they did so within minutes of finding out that they might have been exposed, or you see, and with COVID, it could take 2 full weeks. So my problem is I've heard so many people say I'm COVID negative, but gosh, this fever's not going away and I'm having trouble breathing. I'm like, you need another COVID test. That COVID negative test might not be true. It might be a false negative. So if the CDC is going to backtrack and change your guidelines, they need to, I think, specify, look, guys, if you weren't exposed to COVID, it's good to be tested, but there's a time frame. You might need to be tested then a few times because one negative test doesn't mean you're in the clear. So, yeah, but states are like, tell with it. You guys get tested if you want to get tested, which is fine. It's just, guys, if you get a negative test, don't have that a false sense of security. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I hate this segment because this is where we got to talk about the layoffs and who's getting laid off and some surprises here and some not so surprising. I live in Vegas. One of the biggest industries, obviously, gaming industry, and one of the biggest players in the gaming industry is MGM Resorts. MGM Resorts has been a company that has fed our city, fed our town, and our we've had, I guess, you know, thousands upon thousands of people who have relied on their MGM Resorts job as they've owned tons of hotels, you know, Bellagio and MGM, obviously, and Mirage. And, you know, well, MGM Resorts is laying off 18,000 people, we're being told. after an unchecked pandemic leaves economic scars across numerous U.S. industries, especially those that rely on crowds. This is, again, we've rewritten business. I don't know how business 101 and 102 are going to be taught now in college, because it's all about volume. And the more volume, the more people, the more sales. It's really difficult to run a business without volume. And casinos in Nevada closed on March 17th. March 17th is going to be a day in infamy. I do not want to compare it to any of the deadliest days in history that we've had, but unfortunately, it is going to be infamous. All right, March 17th. Unemployment in the state reached 28.2%, topping levels last seen during the Great Depression. Some casinos opened in early June, but not all of them. Even though they were allowed, it just didn't fit for everybody. So, the layoffs at MGM caps a wave of job cuts and buyouts this week from a broad array of industries. We have Coca-Cola being told that they are going to lay off, I believe, 4,000 people. Coca-Cola is going to cut thousands of jobs, reduce its number of business units as it faces declining beverage sales in the pandemic. And this is interesting because a lot of people have been hitting the soda. They're hitting the alcohol, so they're still using the mixers. But Coke said Friday that the job cuts would come in the form of voluntary and involuntary reductions. It plans to first offer buyouts to 4,000 employees in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, and then offer a similar voluntary program in other countries. The number of people who take the buyout will reduce the number of involuntary layoffs. Coke did not say how many jobs could be lost in total, but said global severance expenses could range from $350 million to $550 million. I don't know if I have Coca-Cola stock. I don't think so, but I think one of my mutual funds has it. Might not be a good time to keep it. Might need to sell. And it's a shame. Half of Coca-Cola sales come from stadiums, movie theaters, and again, other places where people gather in large numbers, and bars. The bars have been closed. So revenues tumbled 28%. Coca-Cola is originated in Atlanta. If you've ever been to Atlanta, you got to visit the Coca-Cola company, the Coca-Cola factory. I don't know if it's still open now, but the Coca-Cola factory, that they have its base. It's great. It's great in Atlanta. Atlanta's a great city. I love Atlanta. But yeah, that's where Coca-Cola had its home. As of December 31st, 2019, Coke had 46,200 employees, of which approximately 10,000 were located in the United States. The company said it plans to reduce its number of, quote, operating units from the current total of 17 businesses in four geographies to 9 units in those regions. Coke is focusing on the most popular segments that include its main Coca-Cola line and products like sports drinks, coffees, and teas. It also wants to expand in growing categories like sparkling water and plant-based drinks. Meanwhile, it has outlined plans to, quote, kill more zombie brands or those that aren't growing, like its Odwalla smoothie brand. I don't think I ever had an Odwalla. In Coca-Cola's second quarter, which ended June 26, the company saw sales drop 28% to $7.2 billion. Well, I'm going to tell you guys right now, one big issue with the Coca-Cola is you used to be able to get a 2-liter for 99 cents. Now it's like $2. So when prices doubled, and then people, of course, are worried about the sugar, and they're worried about the weight gain and all that, and people didn't want to gain weight during the pandemic. You know, they do have, I think, Dasani water, which is pretty tasty. By the way, MGM, all these layoffs for MGM Resorts is not all in Vegas. They also operate casinos in Mississippi, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, and Macau. Overseas. United and American Airlines, they have been battling plunging air travel. People have basically canceled their trips. Conventions have been canceled. Now that you could work remotely, you don't necessarily have to travel for the business meeting. And so the airlines are not going to bounce back as quickly as we need them to. Tech company Salesforce is also cutting 1,000 jobs. Bed Bath & Beyond has cut 2,800 positions. The Conference Board of Business Research Group reported this week that consumer confidence has tumbled to its lowest level since 2014. Consumer spending makes up about 70% of the economic activity in the U.S. And again, I mean, can you blame consumers? This is a recession or a depression unlike we've ever seen, because this was done, unfortunately, by arbitrary decisions of government officials saying, you want to know what? You could be open, but you can't. If you have a restaurant you could only eat outside the restaurant and not indoor. Now, I don't know if you guys have been around, you know, Southern California during its heat wave or in some of the areas where they can't have indoor dining. It's hotter than heck. You start to wonder if heat stroke, sun exposure is, you know, more dangerous than the, you know, coronavirus. But I get coronavirus is scary, but there's these random arbitrary decisions to you can't do this business. You have to cut your numbers by 50%. And so consumer confidence is like, what the hell? Do we go from here now that consumers know that this isn't as free a country as we once thought? And at any time, the government can say your salon needs to be closed. Your restaurant can't serve. You need to operate at a loss. People are scared to death. Nobody knows if they're still going to have their job. Now, consumers did increase their spending by 1.9% last month, so it helped. And the $600 extra unemployment, you know, that all helped. But, you know, people do not have a lot of confidence. Then you're like, well, what about the more seasoned companies? You know, what about those that have been around for almost 200 years, like Lord & Taylor? Well, Lord & Taylor is going under. Lord & Taylor, I have to admit, I've never really shopped there. I you know, when I go to New York, I don't necessarily shop because I never have time. But Lord & Taylor has been around for, I guess, 194 years. I wish my computer wasn't acting up because I'd really like to look at the history of that. But they've had about a 200-year run, which means they've been through the Spanish flu. They've been through world wars. I mean, 200 years. They have survived, I don't know how many wars, how many, but unfortunately, they're bankrupt. That all their 38 remaining stores and website have begun liquidation sales. They were going to try to keep 14 locations open. They can't. Ed Kremer, Lord & Taylor's chief restructuring officer, said, while we are still entertaining various opportunities, we believe it is prudent to simultaneously put the remainder of the stores into liquidation to maximize value of inventory for the estate while pursuing options for the company's brands. They filed for bankruptcy on August 2nd, joining a string of upscale retailers filing for Chapter 11. That's probably why I didn't shop at Lord & Taylor. If it's not like a Ross or a TJ Maxx, I don't really go there, you know, because I like sales. Initially, they were announcing 19 stores closing. Now went up to 24. New York City is going, the actual city of New York City is going to have layoffs. Mayor Bill de Blasio has begun notifying municipal employees that they will be laid off in the coming weeks if the city council cannot find other ways to plug coronavirus-related budget holes. Spokesperson for the mayor's office confirmed that employees are going to be receiving layoff notifications on Monday, but the layoffs will not take effect until October 1. I told you guys, October 1 is going to be a real bad day. And that's when the PPP loans that, you know, that were given to employers, the PPP loans had basically mandated that you kept your employees on till September 30th. So after September 30th, all these companies that just can't do it anymore, that are running on fumes, are going to let people go. De Blasio said he might be forced to lay off 22,000 municipal employees over time as the city is contending with deepening revenue losses. There's no tax money coming in. De Blasio said the city is facing a $9 billion loss, budget deficit, and the losses could actually be higher. So, not good. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed if not for the Washington, D.C. police when he and his wife were surrounded and attacked by a mob yelling threats and pushing police upon exiting the White House after President Trump's acceptance speech.
Thank God for the police. Had we not gotten to the police, I truly believe that the police saved our lives and we would not be here today or we'd be in a hospital today had the police not been there.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a black Democrat who supports President Trump, was also surrounded by an angry mob. The Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee is launching contempt proceedings against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for what it says is his repeated refusal to cooperate with the committee's investigations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel chairs that committee. This is USA Radio News. Tennessee is getting rain from Tropical Depression Laura. The storm made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, but now has maximum sustained winds of 30 miles an hour. Still, it left behind a trail of destruction. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser tells Fox News what Louisiana needs the most.
Well, we need to get the electricity back on, and we've people reaching out from all over to help. We're going to be needing to feed people. You saw the pictures of the chemical fires and the casino lodged under the bridge to add to difficulty, closing I-10. And many of those manufacturing facilities are the petrochemical industry, but they also make products for cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer.
The Pentagon is cutting the U.S. forces in Iraq to about 3,500 troops, a roughly one-third reduction that President Trump is expected to tout as progress toward winding down what he has described as endless wars. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So all these months, there's been jokes and memes about, you know, as soon as the lockdown's over, people are going to be heading to the lawyer's office and all that. But it hasn't really been a joke. And Legal Templates is another legal data collector because they have, I believe, been offering guidance to couples. And they have found that divorce rates have skyrocketed at least 34%, and 20% of newlyweds have gotten separated, a fifth of newlyweds. Okay, your first year of marriage is supposed to be one of the best, and we are seeing amidst this pandemic young people not making it. And it's interesting because I've had a few friends. There were supposed to be about three weddings I was supposed to go to over the last few months. And all of them got temporarily canceled. Not because the couples are breaking up. The couples are still together. But it's because with the pandemic, you know, they want to have their wedding of their dreams. They want to have everybody and friends there. They want, you know, family members to not feel like they're going to be at risk. And so they've kind of had to put those weddings off. Now we aren't even talking about couples that are engaged. Couples who are engaged have their own slew of issues. That isn't even included in this number. The couples who aren't engaged, some of them are thinking, well, you know, I want to have a baby, but I want to start my family once, you know, we're married. Or, I mean, what are they doing? Are they just going to start their family without the wedding? Are they just going to elope? Are they going to, you know, and so it's a lot of different decisions have been made. And mind you, people have kind of started to look at the whole, you know, traditional concept of marriage differently. And so when I hear that a fifth of newlyweds are separating, I mean, even though they had just said till death do us part, I mean, it's still embedded in them. You know, do you take so-and-so to be your awfully wedded wife or awfully wedded husband till death do you hold, in sickness and in health till death do you part or whatever? And you go, I do. And, you know, that's still ingrained. I don't remember our vows, you know, because again, you know, we had started to hit the bar before we got up there and I could barely breathe because, you know, they didn't have Spanx at the time, but they had like corsets or whatever the heck I had to wear, you know, cause they were like, well, you know, in order to make your boobs look better, you got to wear this and the dress. And in order to wear the dress, you had to be completely, you know, sculpted, I guess. I'm like, why can't I just buy a dress that fits? Anyway, so I could barely breathe. So I don't really remember. I also remember I stood on the wrong side. I was standing with all the dudes, and he was standing with all the ladies. I guess I was supposed to stand in the front. I don't know how I got on the wrong side. So I was just standing there, and, you know, there was my brother and whatever, so I don't really remember, but it's okay. That's what weddings are for. But we are talking people who, you know, just got married, and it's fresh in their mind. They're separating. Now, why? You know, it's a little baby virus. This is flipping coronavirus. I am so mad at this virus for causing so much destruction. Now, whenever you hear, well, if newlyweds are breaking up or couples are breaking up, that means they were never destined to be together. If a virus or a job loss is enough to break them apart, then they really weren't in love. And I get that. I get that. Because if you're in love with somebody, I mean, it doesn't matter. I could live with that person in a tundra, you know, I mean, you're like, I just, as long as I'm with you, it's fine. Although 2 days in, you're like, wait a second. No, I think we're done. But still, you know, you would think that, you know, if you were really, really in love, who cares? You know, I mean, I grew up poor. So with me and my husband, I'm like, look, it doesn't matter. If any of us lose our jobs, we go back to an apartment. I've been happy in an apartment. We're fine. If I'm with you, we're fine. But if for some reason, it's not fine. So what's happening here? I mean, is the job loss that destructive? Is it that people are falling in love, not with the person, but they're falling in love with the whole idea of marriage? You know, I caution young people all the time. So many people make the mistake of getting married because their friends are getting married. Everybody's getting engaged in their 20s. Or late 20s or early 30s, and then all of a sudden you who have been enjoying single life and have had a great relationship with your partner, all of a sudden like, okay, now I need the ring. And then, you know, you're rushing it. So a lot of people kind of, it's because everybody's getting married, then everybody gets married. So they all kind of go, well, that's the thing to do. And then they kind of force themselves into it. And there's a lot of people out there that just really don't dig marriage. They're like, look, I just don't, you know, it's just not my style. I'll do it if you want. And once that happens, you already know there's going to be a relationship issue. You know, can the average person be monogamous? Humans are monogamous, but is the average human monogamous? Is that something they really want to do? Is that something they can do? We hope, but no. People cheat all the time, unfortunately. And so, you know, it's kind of scary to think that, you know, the odds of you finding somebody who will be monogamous with you your whole entire marriage for 50, 60 years, the odds are not in your favor. So now we have a pandemic. People are knowing people who died. They're hearing about death all the time. They're hearing about job loss. And all of a sudden, here they are. And they're like, why am I going to force myself to be with somebody who's kind of getting on my nerves for 50, 60 years? If I'm not happy, YOLO, you only live once, so I'm going to be happy. And I think coronavirus is now guilty or credited with people looking at life a little differently and looking at the old traditions and the whole traditionalist and baby boomer way of doing things from the Generation X, millennial, Zers. And I think people are looking at it as, look, you know what? I don't want to be with this person anymore. Why am I with this person? They're also spending so much time online that they're like, well, you know, I'm meeting other people. There's other people out there. And the other thing too also is maybe the reason why some people's marriage worked is because there were all these other pieces. You know, you had the kids, you had the job, you had the vacations. So just as your spouse was getting on your nerves, boom, no big deal because you could go to work the next day or you had that vacation coming up or whatever. Now that all that has changed, it's really been testing people and their relationships. I mean, I was worried at first, you know, because I was like, wait a second, me being home with the kids and the husband all the time, how is that going to work? It turned out great because I never get to see the kids, and I really love the kids, and I don't really see my husband a lot, and I love him. So it actually worked. It really, really worked for us. And I still feel like I don't see them a lot, but mind you, I still am working. But for a lot of other people, they don't have work as an escape now because they're working from home. You know, and they don't have that escape. And so if their life, it was working and it was doable, and a lot of people's marriages, unfortunately, a lot of people's marriages are just kind of holding on by a thread. And as long as nothing teeters it, they're fine. And you know, and again, it's the more traditionalist baby boomer traditions that have been infused in the younger generation that if you make it work, marriages take a lot of work, you make it work, grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, but it's not. You got somebody who loves you, you stay with them thick and thin. But the newer generations are like, YOLO, it doesn't make sense. We don't get along. I could be spending whatever remaining months or years I have on this earth with someone I'm more attracted to. So when we see these stories of, you know, divorce rates going up and relationships falling apart and newlyweds not making it, obviously, through their first year, that's because all that old adage of how a marriage should be and what a relationship is out the door. COVID has now, even though it was already evolving, has now, I think, redefined what relationships are. And you're going to see the divorce rate drop, not so much because less people are getting divorces, it's just because less people are getting married. And we've seen less people choose marriage, and I think after COVID, you're going to continue that even more. I think a lot of people are going to be like, look, we don't have to be married. In fact, I predict there's going to be something else, not necessarily called a marriage, but something in between being married and not married, because there's a lot of people out there that still want to have a baby, still want to have a family, but they don't necessarily want to do it out of wedlock. So I think there's going to be this other entity that's going to, I don't know what it's going to be named, but I predict that's going to happen because marriages are really falling out of favor. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've said this for a while that I think you could get infected a couple times with COVID, all right? We've heard people have it a couple times. We don't know if it's a reactivation or if they're getting it a second time. Well, in Nevada now, we believe we have the first person in the U.S. to catch the coronavirus twice. It's a 25-year-old individual in Northern Nevada from Reno tested positive for the coronavirus on April 18th, had symptoms of a sore throat, headache, nausea, diarrhea. Then by April 27th, the symptoms had resolved. He took two coronavirus tests, Both of them came back negative on May 9th. Then on May 31st, he reported having a fever, headache, dizziness, as well as cough, nausea, diarrhea. 5 days later, he got hospitalized, was tested positive again for coronavirus. Samples from the patient showed he already had antibodies against the coronavirus. Now, the patient didn't have immune problems, which could explain the reinfection, and he wasn't taking immunosuppressant drugs. So this data supports an instance of reinfection with SARS-CoV-2, and it may represent a rare event. The scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus, found in the patient's samples, and they found they were different enough to suggest that they were infected twice. So right now, scientists are working with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Forensic Science Units to carry out identity tests on the samples to verify they were from the same patient. They want to make sure there wasn't a screw-up with the test. And the findings were submitted as a preprint to the website SSRN, meaning it has not been through the rigorous peer review process required to publish in scientific journals. When you release studies, you got to kind of be careful that, you know, that there wasn't a, well, this is why it happened. Because once it's out there, it's out there, and then, you know, there's SEO and you could Google it and the report's there, but then if you don't have the redaction, you know, nearby, people don't know. So they need to be doubly sure. So Mark Pandori, director of the Nevada State Public Health Laboratory, sent a statement. It is just one finding, but it shows that a person could possibly become infected with SARS-CoV-2 a second time. If reinfection is possible on such a short timeline, there may be implications for the efficacy of vaccines developed to fight the disease and might also have implications for herd immunity. However, he said it was important to note that a single finding does not so much prove, you know, it's only a single finding. So, you know, here we are still scratching our heads on what it means in terms of immunity, what it means for a vaccine. And I mean, everybody's having high hopes on a vaccine, thinking that's going to save the economy, it's going to save the world. When you get reinfected after having antibodies, that to me means that our vaccine, you know, is going to have to be consistently evolving, just like we do with the flu vaccine each year. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An insect repellent ingredient may kill COVID. Citriodiol is an ingredient found in insect repellent, and I think it could kill coronavirus. The ingredient extrapolated from the eucalyptus citriodora tree was studied for its use as a protective layer against SARS-CoV-2 by the UK military. And a team of researchers out of the UK's Defence Science and Tech Laboratory investigated the antiviral properties of citriodiol against COVID by using a mosquito repellent called MosiGuard, which contains citriodiol as an active ingredient. Now, the insect repellent was applied to a liquid drop of the virus and then a synthetic skin made of latex. They said 1 minute liquid suspension test indicated that the MosiGuard Natural has antiviral activity against SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 England 2 isolate if mixed with the virus in the liquid phase. Now, SARS-CoV-2 England 2, that's kind of a term we haven't seen much. I am suspicious, and I apologize for seeing this, and I'm like, okay, no, wait a second here. Are they trying to tell us that we have a strain that now England is kind of owning? I really have not seen that term yet, but they're calling it the England SARS-CoV-2, probably because of the frequency of changing. Anyway, but I don't want you to think it's a thing yet, okay? I need to confirm it, and I haven't seen any other reports on that. And the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is, I think, still sleeping in. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is, so they're not here in the studio with me. And can you blame them? So, the British Armed Forces is on the case, looking at insect repellent as a precautionary level, as another potential layer of protection against coronavirus. Now, you got to be careful. You can't be spraying yourself with insecticide or pesticides, right? So, but if there are chemicals, because now, of course, Trump can't talk about them, because if he does, people are going to accuse Trump of, you know, suggesting that it gets injected into the bloodstream or whatever the heck they tried to do with the, you know, with the hydroxychloroquine or the chlorine or the whatever he had been misspoke for. And I get what he's talking about. If you have something that you could use on the surface, why can't we figure out how to make an in vivo form of the medication, turn it into a treatment? That's what people, but you know, I get it. you know, they want to jump on what he says and they want to make a mockery of him. It's fine. You know, that's just kind of what happens with politics. But citriodiol is approved by the EPA and recommended by the CDC for use against mosquito bites. And it could ultimately help to prevent the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. So this could be some pretty cool stuff. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, I am exhausted. I just want to kind of, you know, take it easy this coming weekend, take a nap. Well, I got some news on naps. They say a nap needs to be kept under an hour for better heart health. Now, some of us, when we take a nap, we sleep 2-3 hours. It's like a nice big chunk of sleep, and we go through some cycles and even have a dream. They say if you sleep for more than an hour, it may raise your risk of heart and health, or your risk of death and heart disease. They say daytime napping is common all over the world, and it's generally considered a healthy habit. A common view is that napping improves performance and counteracts the negative consequences of sleep debt. But the study was presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress digital conference. They didn't meet in person. I know somebody's like, oh, there was a conference. They did it digitally. Everybody calm down. And the study analyzed more than 313,000 participants from over 20 studies to examine the link between napping and potential health consequences. Prior research on the subject was said to, quote, produce conflicting results. So 39% of the participants took naps. That's kind of a lot of people if you look at that 313,000. And the study found that if you took a nap longer than 60 minutes, you had a 30% higher risk of all-cause death and a 34% greater chance of cardiovascular disease compared to staying awake. See, I love naps. And when I take a nap, I am down for the afternoon. I don't do little bitty cat naps. So now I'm worried. Maybe I should just keep myself awake. The study also found that naps, regardless of length, were linked to a 19% elevated risk of death. So the results suggest that the shorter naps, especially those less than 30 to 45 minutes, might improve heart health of people who sleep insufficiently at night. So that's what I think is going on. What I think is going on is for those people that need naps, it means they probably have sleep apnea or they aren't getting good sleep at night. Well, if you're not getting good sleep at night, that's what I think is messing up your heart. I don't know if it's so much you sitting there taking a nap. However, I don't know about you guys, but when I wake up from my nap, I'm hungry. Even if I've eaten, I just need to, I don't know if it's because I'm just conditioned to have to eat something or whatever, but I like go to the fridge when I wake up from a nap. So somebody could argue, well, after you nap, you end up wanting to eat more, and so maybe that could be an issue. But, you know, for those of you that are tired and you're like, I can't work, if you take an hour nap, it really rejuvenates you and then you could get through the rest of the day. So I'm for that. But those people that need naps, you know, there's been a lot of debate on if that means that you really don't have an overall good health picture. But here's the problem. In America, we don't really take a lot of naps. But all over the rest of the world and in many animal kingdoms, you take naps. My cats always take a nap. My dog takes a nap. Taking a nap is kind of something that we've kind of been ingrained to do. You eat, you get tired, you take a nap. I don't know how unhealthy it is if that's just kind of our go-to default. So it'll be interesting nonetheless. A quick warning, hand sanitizers apparently are being packaged in packaging that looks like food and looks like beer cans and water bottles. Don't ask. All right, FDA is saying to be very careful because some people might consume them. Really, really bad, especially with alcohol poisoning. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.